Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Turn around, turn around, Put your hands together for the Greater Love Choir as they take their seats. Please also give it up for Ida. What a wonderful ministration we've had. Amen. Oh, your clap is weak. What a blessed time we've had. Are you excited? Are you happy you came? Are you impressed? Amen. Now, before we move on to anything else in this program, we are privileged to have in our midst our father and our prophet. And thankfully, we are not only going to hear music today, we're not only going to see dancing, we're not only going to be inspired and impressed by a musical exposition, we're also going to hear the word of God given to us by my favorite preacher. And if you're as excited as I am, put your hands together, stand to your feet, and let's welcome our father, our preacher, our pastor, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Come on, you can do better, First Love.
Hallelujah. What a blessing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight and thank you for your word that is so powerful to us. We thank you that you are alive and you are real and even more real to us today. We give ourselves to you and we ask that you speak to our hearts and that you bless us tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, are you enjoying the concert? Please sit down, everybody, including those outside. Please take your seats. Thank you. Thank you. Revelations chapter 4, verse 11. It says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Amen. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Amen. Amen. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and they were created. Amen. Amen. This is a verse in the book of Revelations, the book where things are revealed. And the book of Revelations is a revealing of a hidden world which we cannot see with the current technology that we have. The reason I say we cannot see with the current technology is because as technology has improved, human beings have been able to see more and more things which they couldn't see before. So years ago, we were not able to see simple things like malaria parasites. We couldn't see them. We have three big ones: parasites, bacteria, and viruses. Parasites, like malaria parasites, you can look under a microscope and see them in the blood when you take a little sample. Quite a simple laboratory technologies can see that. And students can see. People can see. See, we got malaria parasite. Plus, 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 plus. It means you got a lot. But some years ago, we couldn't. Now, in Europe, there was a disease called the plague. And it was caused by a bacteria. And this bacteria wiped out, it is estimated, 1/4 to 1/3 of everyone in Europe was killed by the plague. Now that is also caused by a bacteria which can also be seen under the microscope. A little more technology and you see the bacteria. And what is the cure for that which wiped out, like in Europe, 1/3? Because if you touch, you come in contact with somebody who has it, right? You get it. And if you go to bury the person, you get it. Now, people don't know that some of the nursery rhymes in school that we had came from that era where the plague, that is a disease caused by people, something like a bacteria, which we can now see, but couldn't see before. Right? Ringa, ringa, roses. How does it go? A tissue, all fall down. That tissue, a tissue is the sneeze. You sneeze, then everybody falls down and you die. It's from the plague. Yes. A tissue, all fall down. And everybody dies. Yes. You didn't know that, isn't it? Yeah, that's where it comes from. That's when that nursery rhyme was formed. Yeah. A t- tissue, and all fall down. You sneeze, one, two, that's it. Everybody's dead. Huh? No. This is history. It's art student who should know this. Now, as technology has improved, these things are not a problem. We know them, we can see them, we can identify them, we can grow them even and treat them. Then came viruses, which are even smaller, very small. You can't see with a normal microscope. But then they created this huge electron microscope as big as two or three stories high, and just to see a little virus. And what is that virus? What are the viruses? The common cold we have, or the flu, or hepatitis, or HIV, or Ebola, they are all viruses. Wow. Amazing. So as technology has improved, we are seeing more things. Now, light. You get it? What is happening is that you see only a certain spectrum of the light rays. You get it? Light is from here to here. Do you know Rydberg? Red, orange, you know? There's a spectrum of colors that you also see in the spectrum that you see. But beyond the ones that you are seeing, there are other rays, gamma rays, infrared rays, and so on. So as technology has improved, human beings have been able to see through the infrared rays that are coming, like lions. Lions see you very well in the night. You don't want to be around when the lion is moving around at night. That's why lions can sometimes kill elephants. Because in the night, the balance of power changes and shifts to the lions. You see, if you meet an animal, you prefer to meet a lion than an elephant in the bush. Because the lion will run over you, the elephant will run over you and crush you. Even cars, it will take on a car and smash the car. But a lion, if you stand there, without moving. He may go back. I can't guarantee, but he may go back. You can try it out. You don't want to try things out. All right. Wow. Anyway, so like the lion's eyes and some of the other cats, they see very well in the night. They are very comfortable in the night. They have more like infrared vision. All right? So then with other rays, gamma rays, electromagnetic waves, they see more things. Now we have satellites in space. They're able to shoot 358 miles into the sky outside our atmosphere, where there's no more oxygen. And there we have the Hubble telescope, which is seeing things never seen before. And now we are having the newest telescope, which is being launched this year. It's going 980,000 miles into space to look at things that are happening there. Yeah. And the images are coming back to the Earth. And for the first time, I saw the new telescope. It shows the old one. When you look at the old one, you see mostly black and then something. When you look at the new one, suddenly you see more things going around. So in the blackness, there are things. Yes. So from here to Jupiter, right, although you cannot see, when you go through the sky outside the Earth's atmosphere and you go, there is a band of rocks that are flying at top speed. So every rocket that is passing through has to pass through that belt of flying rocks before it can get towards Jupiter. All these are going on. Nuclear explosions, the sun. I mean, look at how the sun is burning us these days. I don't know whether the nuclear power has increased in the sun and is heating up the Earth. It's fantastic. Now, in spite of all these wonderful discoveries, one thing has not been able to be seen by technology: God and angels and spirits. Yeah. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of these days the technology will take us further and people will start to see spirits. Because as you keep going, you are going beyond the material world towards a realm which was previously unknown to man. Yes, because the spirit realm is where. So that realm is where God is. God is a spirit. Devils are spirits. Human beings are spirits. Yeah. So there's a realm. But when you do a lot of science and you find a lot of things out, you still cannot find God. Because he's not physical. There is yet another realm, which I hear is even more real than this realm. And that's what I've heard. The rumors of snippets of information that have come from people who have crossed over briefly, come and from the Bible, tells us that it's a real world. So we are here tonight glorifying and praising God, whom we cannot see or touch with any current technology. But I wouldn't be surprised if human beings will at a point find some technology that will see beyond. Because there's a type of human being that always wants to find out what else is there. Have I said something wrong?
No.
But there's another type of human being that there may be a mountain there. They will never ask what is behind the mountain. I don't know if you know such people. Yeah. But there's a type who want to know what is behind that mountain. Is there anything there? Yes. Now, I was privileged to visit the Kennedy Space Center. And I saw real... Yeah, you'll be there. And I saw rockets. The rockets which they took to the moon. And the first time they crossed the atmosphere and were able to go around the earth a number of times. You know? But the interesting thing was that the banner at the Kennedy Space Center reads a simple statement: journey to Mars. We have been to the moon. We have been sent missions. Now we are going to Mars. They said, every problem has a solution. Their main problem is how to get there with food to last for that long. And the people that are going will not come back because of the time it takes to get there. And they have so many people that have lined up to go. When you go, you will not come. You get what I'm saying? Yes. No, there are different types of people. And some people want to see and find out what is there. Are you with me? Yes. So, are you listening?
Yes.
There is something beyond what we can see. That person is called God. And there is a realm where there are spirits. So, as far as this life is concerned, my father gave me some advice, which I'll give to every young person. He said, the way you spend the first 25 years of your life will determine how you spend the next 45 years of your life. Wow. And it's true. By the time I was 25, I was a doctor and I was a pastor. It determines a lot. Now, I have some even better advice for you. The way you spend your first, I don't know how many years you are going to live, 30, 40, 70, 80 years of your life will determine how you spend the next thousands of thousands and thousands of thousands of years. Yeah. Where will you be 50 years from now? 100 years from now? I don't know. But there are only two options: heaven or hell. Heaven is where? No technology yet. But I wouldn't be surprised. You know, there is a type of human being that wants to know what is there. And that are always thinking and reasoning. There's a man called Darwin. Earlier, a few years ago, he took a trip to some islands called the Galapagos Islands. When he went there, you want to go there? When he went to these islands, look, even art students must listen carefully to these things. When he went there, he saw different animals, different species, big, small, 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 bigger, of different species that have not been tampered with. And then he felt that, no, this becomes this, becomes this, becomes this. That's where he had the idea for evolution. So by the time he was dying, he said that he cannot accept the Bible's explanation for this world. And he rejects the Bible, he rejects God, he rejects all these things. But they still buried him in the church. And he and his father and all his relatives. So, there are people who are always thinking, how do you explain all this? You get it? So I want you to be a little thinking a bit tonight. Because I'm about to pray. Because we are here to praise God. But the question is, when you are out of this world, after your funeral, after your wakekeeping, after you've been buried, where will you be? Yeah. Me, that's a question a thinking person should ask. One day I was with a businessman and I was thinking about him. That, so you at all, why don't you think about after all what you are, because he had a car already. He had a car, he had a house, he had money, and he wants more money. And I was wondering that, why would he not think of something? What else is beyond? You don't get what I'm asking. Yeah. All the chickens at Daku Farms, when they come to feed them, they don't ask a question. Why are you feeding us? Why do you love us? Why have you brought a doctor to give us medicine? How many are wiser than the Daku Farm chickens? And tonight, you must be wise. The Bible says, a fool says there's no God. Yeah. They said the beginning of wisdom is to start to fear God. So tonight, we are here. The Bible says in Revelations 4 and verse 11, it says that we are created for Him. We have actually been created by God. God made me in my color, with my hair, with my height, my way of talking, my way of writing. You know, one day I was writing a book and somebody told me I should write it this way. I said, no, when you write it that way. When I'm writing, I'll write it like this. Yes. Because I've been created for His pleasure. Yes. And you too, you have been created for His pleasure. Yeah. So there's a reason for you being here. We are created and were created for His pleasure, to please Him. So if you have not started giving God pleasure, then, how many have bought something and when you took it and you started using, you realize that it was not good? Like what you bought it for, you can't use it. Then before you realize, what are you doing? Throwing it away. Yes. One day somebody brought me chocolates from Switzerland. That's the best chocolate in the world. Listen, so that you learn something you don't know. You'll be surprised what you will learn if you listen. It was brought for my pleasure. So, I sat down in joy, great joy. and I opened the box. I was about to eat the first of the box of chocolates. And when I opened it, it was melted. You see, now there's a difference between chocolate that has been melted in the sun and frozen back, and then chocolate that has not been melted. You see, there's a difference. You may not know. That's why I said you will learn something. Yeah. So when it has happened like that, what happens is that the oil in the chocolate comes out and it changes. The nature of the chocolate changes. Yes. So when I saw it, because I'm an expert at chocolates also. Yes. So when I saw it, I said, oh, this was bought for my pleasure and it cannot work for me at all. So I took what had been brought for my pleasure, and I went straight to the dustbin, and I threw it away. And when I saw the person, I told the person that the chocolate that you sent me was not in good condition by the time it reached me. So I'm informing you so that you can review your gift again. Yes. Are you still around? So when you are being brought for the pleasure of God, God has brought you for his pleasure so that you worship him, you would thank him, you would live for him, you would do everything for him, and you don't give him that pleasure, he'll look at you and say, what is this? I mean, I don't see this person, the use of this person. Crash. And into the dustbin. There are two dustbins. Every house has two dustbins. The one in the house and the one outside. Yes. Is it not true? Every house has got two ballers. The internal baller and the external baller. So you will be put into the internal baller and transferred to the external baller. Kaba shakaya laba. So when you are thrown into the grave, that's the internal baller on earth. And then from the grave, you are thrown into the external baller, which is hell and damnation. The Bible says it burns with sulfur and brimstone and fire. Brimstone is sulfur. S, what is the chemical, whatever, for sulfur? Sulfur oxide, SO2 and SO4. Yeah, ask to them. You don't know. You only know history and all this. Wow. SO4. So tonight, my question is, are you living for his pleasure? I don't belong to politics. I don't belong to any party. I don't belong to any. I owe no allegiance or loyalty to any group. It's God who made my the pleasure that I am to render is to God. I'm supposed to give him pleasure. Yes, not pleasure to any group. Hallelujah. So today, I want to ask you, which way is your life going, young lady? Young man? Huh? You know, many of the songs that were sung, the original song, God gave people gifts. And when they opened their mouth and sang, they didn't sing for the glory of God. Not for his pleasure. They sang to charge people with lust and sex and destroy lives and charge people with spirits. Yes. When God, some of them were church singers. It's not easy to compose a song. Few people can compose. A lot of songs are what we call stitches. You stitch, join materials together, and then you stitch on together, patching. When God gave them a gift, and they turned it this way. So it's your mouth, your heart, your tongue, your eyes. Is it for His pleasure? Is your life for Him, or is it for something else? Tonight, God is inviting you to come to your original purpose of your life for His pleasure. You were created. You are created. And until you come to Jesus, you always have a sinking, empty feeling. Have you ever wondered why people do politics? Many people do politics. Many people who do politics are already rich. Yes. Many people who do politics, they are already millionaires. But it's like, there must be something else to satisfy. So it's like, it's a quest. What else can I achieve? There's a hunger for something. That hunger is the hunger that people feel when they are in nightclubs and they are dancing. They are hungry for something. That's what makes them dance. When people smoke, it's not enough. They smoke and smoke and smoke. What makes people smoke is hunger and thirst. Jesus said, I am the living water. He that drinks will never be thirsty again. I'm the bread of life. He that eats me, he will never be hungry again. After smoking, it's still not enough. So why don't we smoke weed? Weed or we? It's still, it's like this. There must be a feeling or something. That hunger is what makes people go for things. But you see, that hunger will never be satisfied until it is satisfied by Jesus, who is the bread of life, who is the living water, who will satisfy your thirst. Are you listening to me? So tonight, in the schools, masters, PhD, second PhD, more. Always we need something more. Because we are still not satisfied till you find Jesus. So tonight, God is calling everyone here. Maybe somebody invited you, I don't know. I don't know. Some of you are even normally you don't normally go to, you know, such places. Yeah, it's not normal. But today, God has brought you here to show you why you were created, why you are alive. You were created for His pleasure. You will find Him soon. God is real. I tell you. You know, do you know the people who used to burn witches? Europeans, they used to burn witches. They didn't know the cause of things. When people are sick, they say, hey, this woman is making everybody sick in town. Catch her. Then they burn her. Europeans. But you see, as they keep finding out, then they change their minds. And they keep changing their laws. So one day, maybe they will see God. Even recently, they've seen that there's a big hole in space, which is in the north. And it's called the Great Void. You can check it on the internet. Because God is in the sides of the north. Yeah. But they can't see what is there. One day, maybe they'll find it and they'll say, ha, God is real. Then a whole world should come and now believe in God. After you have misled people for years. So today, I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now, I don't mean to be baptized in a church, because a lot of us are religious. As for Ghana, dear, you are either a Christian or not a Christian. But today, I need you to humble yourself before God and give your life to Jesus so that you turn around Yeah. Your body is not for that boy. And your body is not for that girl. Yes. Your body is not to be destroyed. Your body is for God. You were created for his pleasure, to make him happy. Remember my box of chocolates. Yeah. If you don't make him happy, you'll go into the first baller and the second one. God forbid. So before I sit down, I'm going to pray with everybody, but no one must be walking when I'm praying. And I'm going to pray to help every one of us here to return to our original use, which is to please God and to make God happy with us. Is it a good prayer? Is it a good prayer? We were created, and we are created, and we're created for him. Stand up, everybody. And when I finish praying, the choirs are going to continue singing. But now, no, you must not walk when I'm praying. It's very important. Close your eyes. If you are here today, I want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to come to my original place, and I want to be pleasing to God. Maybe your life has gone different ways, but tonight, I think tonight is a good night, because it is a night for you to turn around, a night for you to say, Jesus, here I am. I want to turn around and come to you with all my heart and all my soul. And right now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to receive Jesus, you want to turn around, you want to come to God and say, Jesus, take my life, and let my life now be a life for you. I'm tired of fooling. I'm tired of playing games with God. I want reality. I want something real. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to God, Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here, you want me to pray with you, want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand up high. Just your right hand. Everywhere in this building. At the back, the side, your hand must be up, 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 up. God bless you. God bless you. Don't look at your... Don't look at the one on your side. Look at yourself, my friend. If you die, you die alone. This is your night of pure salvation. If you want God, you want Jesus, I need only your right hand in the sky. God bless you. I'm giving you one more chance. There's a girl here. You were going to lift your hand, but you didn't lift your hand. This is your chance. Jesus is alive. Jesus is real. This is your chance. I'm giving you an invitation. Today is Friday. It's evening. You are in church. You have an opportunity. I'm offering you that opportunity. Raise your hand and give your life to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to do one more thing. Come to me in the front here. Come from wherever you are standing. Come with your hand up. Just come to me. Come. Come from the back. Come from the side. Come here. I'm coming to meet you here. Come and stand here. Come. Come and stand right here. Come. Come. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Come all the way. Front. Jesus, oh, let him have his way. Oh, come on, my friend. Come on to Jesus. Oh, clap for them. I don't hear you clapping. I'm waiting for you, please. Are you coming? Very quickly. We are going to pray. all who want to give your life to God, you need to come and pray now. The doors are closing. If you are coming, the doors are closing. The sun is setting. The sun is going down. The opportunity is getting finished right before our very eyes. Come on, my friend. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come on, my friend.
Give him your life.
You were created for his pleasure. You were created for God. God bless you. Now, all of you in front here, lift up your hands and let me pray with you. Close your eyes and say this prayer with me. And everybody join in. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight. Please forgive me for my sins. Oh God, have mercy on me. I know I am a sinner. I know I am a dirty sinner. But tonight, say tonight, I humble myself. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I hand over my life back to you for your pleasure, for your will to be done in my life. Lord Jesus, tonight I'm turning around. I can't hear you. Say, tonight I'm turning around, coming to Jesus, coming to the cross. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. Please write my name in the book of life. Say it again. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name. Please write this name in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. I love you. Say, I love you. Jesus. Say, Jesus, I love you. From tonight, I surrender my life to you. Thank you. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now, say, I open my heart, Lord Jesus. Say, I open my heart, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and change my life from tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Say amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.